here's a story from The World.
The Bank of England has issued the last in a series of four new banknotes. Winston Churchill became the new face on the £5 note, novelist Jane Austen on the 10, romantic painter J.M.W. Turner on the 20, and on the new 50, this man.
I'm designing a machine that will allow us to break every message, every day, instantly.
Alan Turing, portrayed there by Benedict Cumberbatch in The Imitation Game. Turing broke the Nazi Enigma code and helped the Allies win World War II. Today, the chief cashier with the Bank of England, Sarah John, was on the BBC listing Turing's many accomplishments.
Father of computer science, coming up with the idea for what is now known as the modern computer, but also work in developmental biology. He used maths to explain how patterns in nature form.
Sarah John said that the choice of Turing was an effort by the Bank of England to, quote, represent the diversity of UK society.
And I'm so proud to be putting the first gay man on a banknote.
Mind you, she speaks for the same British government that tried Alan Turing for gross indecency back in 1952. The man who broke the Nazi code acknowledged his relationship with another man. The conviction stripped Turing of his government security clearance, and his sentence included chemical castration. 2 years later, at age 49, Alan Turing took his own life. Turing's ideas are still with us. In an official video from the Bank of England marking today's occasion, British physicist Simon Singh cites the Turing test, a benchmark for assessing artificial intelligence.
Instead of asking whether a computer could think, the question now was whether a computer could think like a human. And perhaps today, that's the part of Turing's legacy that preoccupies us.
Then actor Stephen Fry brought it all home.
By choosing this man as the figurehead, we are attesting to our belief that people should be judged by what they contribute to the world and the ideas they bring, and not anything else.
Alan Turing's image, and also one of his groundbreaking mathematical formulas, now the face of Britain's £50 note.
From PRX.